officiating in the Greco-Roman world. Four types of officials governed the athletic contests of the day. The boule were the highest-ranking officials, and the boule was a council made up of citizens of the host city and given governance over a festival. This group would settle any appeal on the lower officials' rulings and handle the budgeted finances brought in by the games. The president of the games was the second type of official, and he was called the agonathentes. This person was sponsor, producer, and manager of the games, as well as a contributor of funds to ensure that the games went smoothly. Sometimes, many presidents were responsible for a single festival, with each one responsible for a single event. The agonathetes would register athletes for the events and give fines for any infractions of the rules. King Herod was an agonathetes for one Olympic festival during a difficult time in that festival's financial history. Herod gave a substantial amount of money to the festival in return for an invitation. His gift made the festival successful while he was agonathetes, and he ensured his memory in that role. The alanodike were the officials responsible for the actual judging of the competition. It was recorded by Pausanias that 9 alanodike were used at the 95th Olympiad. In the years to follow, the number fluctuated between 8 and 12 until the number settled at 10 at the 108th Olympiad. Until the 102nd festival, the alanodike usually competed in some of the games. After that, the boule passed a law preventing officials from participating in any games. The alanodike responsibilities varied. For 10 months, they lived together at the gymnasium, just like the athletes had agreed to 10 months of training. While at the gymnasium, they learned the rules of each contest and received their duties for the festival. They matched competitors in the events and practiced judging the sparring matches during the month of training before the festival. A final responsibility was setting and overseeing the brackets of the tournament for the competitions. The alanodike also could punish any athlete that broke the rules, quit, or failed to compete in an event where he had been registered. Athletes could be fined, flogged, stripped of wins, prevented from future competitions, or all the above. The Greeks hated cheating in any situation because they considered it damaging to the games. Judges were held responsible for their honesty too. An athlete could appeal the ruling of a judge, and if the boule ruled in favor of the athlete, then the alanodike could receive a fine or be disqualified from judging. The officials called the mastigraphos, they were responsible for assisting the alanodike. They carried a whip and gave corporal punishment for any cheating athlete. They also helped in coordinating the pairings of the games.